Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
We got all our hosts on with us, three wise men. You got all three of you guys on.
All right. I'm here. This is me here.
Bobby Yashbayai, Blue Jay, I'm here.
And,
all right.
And we gonna turn it over to Kahane since he's here.
Yeah, right.
All right, so you got it.
I want to say good evening, good evening, good afternoon to each and every one of you that are tuned into this broadcast. We're attempting to do part two, what we started on last week, and the topic was the danger, and we're dealing with the thing called metaverse. Now, we want to try to keep this as simple and as layman as possible, just in case some of you that may not be familiar with what's going on. And those of you that have a lot of AI intelligence, don't want to be boring to you, but faced with another paradigm shift in this matrix that we call life, which is an artificial global holographic world we live in, and a lot of folks don't realize. And what is going on, as we learned on last week, thanks to my colleagues, Brother Mihail, we did have Brother DeWar with us last week. As you know, there is a major struggle going on for the control of man's mind, of the layman man's mind, by the oligarchy, or the hierarchy, better known as the cultural chiefs. And the whole thing is that of the 13 major families in the world, those 13 families try to control 7.9 billion people. And it's through what they call artificial intelligence. Well, in 1992, a man by the name of, his name was Niels, had a thing called Snowcrash that he created, an artificial programming dealing with an avatar interacting software where you can interact with each other. As many of y'all know, many of our children, we got these goggles that we wear now, and they sit and they play video games, combat, you name it, it's in a video game, where you actually create an image of yourself or a cartoon that interacts with another person in that same realm of so-called reality. Well, what is happening, what you don't know, while you're being tuned into that in your psychic, is also winding you into another world that's called the metaverse. Now, I'm happy to have my colleague, Brother Mihail, on, because that is one of his areas. I'm no expert in the area. I'm like many of you. I learn about it, done the research, but I'm not no master of it. But I see what is going on as I look at the world today. All the signs and symbols, all the numbers and all that's going on tells us that we're being lured into a lower frequency and into another matrix. Matrix 1, 2, and 3 was only getting us ready. But there was other games that was out there long before this, getting us ready for this new alien realm of lowering our vibration into a lower vibration for better mind control. We talk about Tesla and what he did, et cetera, but not going to take up a lot of time today because I want the audience to become active in this to help us to understand how to better present this so you can better get an understanding on what you're really dealing with. Remember, the whole thing is to take away your mind of what is real and what is not real and give you a sense of losing of what's reality. And through it, I control that. That means in this virtual reality world or metaverse, you got a religion, a currency, the whole thing is already built in. For those of you may not understand, look up Web 3.0, WEB 3.0. Look it up and see what it says. Then there's a cryptocurrency called WO20206006. These things we're going to talk about. I'm going to step back, but remember now we're talking about this new virtual matrix of AI that they're coming on and saying by the year 2037, or later in 2037, and deep rooted in 2045, everybody will be engulfed in it so that to the point that you will not know what's real from what is not real because you'll be caught up in it. Matter of fact, the other day, a lady been playing the game about 16 hours, and she found herself getting gang raped in Metaverse, and she actually was traumatized from the event that she experienced in the Metaverse. So it is dangerous to spend too many hours in. I'm not saying not do it. I'm saying able to unplug from some of these things because you stay with a thing so long, it actually becomes an addiction, and you become addicted to it. I'm going to pause here and maybe let other brothers come on and introduce themselves and share what they have. I'll step back. I'll clear the floor up. Brother DeWall, Brother McHale, step forward at time. I have more to share, but I want a lot of time in the program for those who may want to make a comment or have questions, us that's on the panel, about this thing called Metaverse. All right, I'm going to step back, Brother McHale, and Brother DeWall, you got the floor.
Let me take that here right quick what everybody has got to understand. The first thing you got to understand is that the human body, that's our body, is just like a computer. It can be programmed. They know this now. They didn't know this a long time ago, but right now, since new technology has came out, and we got a shallow government being ran by the Martians, and the people that the great seal of the United States is in cahoots with the Martians, that everything now is digital and computer. This ain't nothing but old knowledge coming back. But you had to remember that you are a computer. You can be programmed any kind of way that they want to program you. If you went to their school system, you are programmed in the ways to be a good American, a white boy. That's what they program. You have a doctor's degree in how to be a white man with a black face. That's what my daddy always told us about mama with pre-doctor's degree. You, when you get a doctor's degree, ask yourself where you get it from and what school of thought that you get it from. And we're going to do a show after we do this on the education in America. We're going to do a show on that as soon as we get through with Metaverse. But you have to understand that you are a computer, that you can be programmed, done been programmed. And that's the only way that you can really understand Metaverse to its fullest max. I wanted to say that last week, is you have to first understand that you and your grandbabies are computers, and you can be programmed any kind of way in any situation as we speak now. And they're going to help you, because I noticed something over here where I live, Cole. You know, I called you this week. The government is giving away free tablets and free phones over here where I live. So I asked myself a question. This is part of Metaverse. They done showed us too many movies on how they do. They showed us Sale with Samuel L. Washington being the president, how they controlled us with the cell phone. They got unlimited minutes on the cell phone, code, and unlimited texting. But if you do not use this, all the data, that if you don't use over half the data that they give you, they'll turn the phone off. So they want you to constantly be on this phone and this tablet that they are giving us free. Yeah, and see, this is one form of control, of how they will be controlling you in the future, and you have to know this before it happens. It's already happening, but you got to know it and understand it before it happened to you and your children, especially to you. And give you Brother Mahal. Go ahead on, Brother Mahal. That's what I wanted to say.
Greetings to everyone in the listening audience. Just to reiterate what was Googled last week regarding the word meta. Meta means dead, D-E-A-D, okay? And verse, not universe, because, you know, Cole, you brought up, made an excellent point last week. Notice that they're not saying meta universe, they said metaverse. Verse has to do with a mark, being marked. So, or basically, you know, a mark is something that's an identifier. So when we say metaverse, think about what some folks who follow the New Testament is saying, mark of the beast. Okay, well, a beast, if you remember metaphysically, a beast is something that isn't, in our case, fully human. It doesn't have a soul. It's soulless. Well, as of this moment, okay, to go a little further with that term, the word meta is also, believe it or not, Co, it's in the Quran. And I'd like to read that definition of from the Arabic Quranic dictionary of what it has to say about meta. Very interesting, and it fits. So meta, it says to carry a thing away. Be advanced, rise, and check this out. Rise, they put in parentheses, Cole, a mirage.
Right.
How about that? Yeah, it says be strong It says give and to give something to somebody, a payment of some sort in exchange for something. It says let anyone enjoy. This is to let anyone enjoy a thing long, make life contributable, make a provision with a long life, and then it's got other subcategories underneath that. So it's really interesting that how it is folks who go to these institutions, as we would say, dealing with religion, the schools of thoughts, how is it a person can go into a church and most of the mosque and never get this esoteric interpretation or understanding about this word? They don't even discuss this word. I don't know of any imams that I've dealt with who've ever discussed this and talked about life or this that we're in being a mirage.
That's
now,
what it is.
But yet, I can tell you for a fact, in my understanding and knowledge of having even read the Quran, it says this life, this is an English translation, this life is an illusion.
Right.
How's that? And that's in plain English. This life is an illusion, and after this whole event, then you get to transcend into the true reality. Now, I've heard that touched on, but not in the sense of what we know has slipped in underneath the radar, and they're using the same word, meta. And I don't hear any sermons anywhere talking about it connected to what was already written. And Cole, you deal with the study of ancient cultures and civilizations and practices and as such. And before we're talking about wearing the eye goggles and all these other sort of things, you were already hitting on aspects of this in your class, including with Brother Tyrone talking about states of mind, cognitive dissonance, cognitive distortions. And what is cognitive distortion? As I've said in the shows before, cognitive distortion is the facts are reverse engineered to make and fit how you feel or believe it should be, but it's based purely on emotions, but not controlled emotions. So what do they say? So let's bring it to the now. What they're saying in this metaverse, you can create, and they've said this before, you can create your own reality. So
you're
now you're
avatar.
Not even dealing with what facts are.
It says you can create your own
called
avatar.
The avatar.
Act with others.
Right.
There's a thing called Ready Player. I don't mean to interject, but called Ready Player. It says a Ready Player is a science fiction a franchise created by Ernest Cline, which depicts a shared VR landscape, an oasis, like you said, an oasis, the first novel released in 2011 and 2018. This franchise depicts is designed to take over by 2045. This is an artificial world. It's an oasis that we live in and that will eventually shape what we call reality will no longer be our reality, be a controlled reality, and will operate at the mercy or the expense of the programmers who program this program. And many of today do not realize that we're already programmed because there's a thing called Web 3.0, and there's a thing called, write this, Brother Mayor, write this down and come back with me in a minute. W-O-20-200-60-606. Look that up.
All right, hold on a minute.
I want you to hit on that because I contacted one of our former students. He works in the patent division in Washington, D.C. And guess who owns the patent to the Metaverse? Bill Gates. Bill Gates
yes.
owned it.
Right. And they've been using this for a long time, even in the over the six medical facilities that I'm responsible for IT support. In their therapy rooms, they're already using the goggles. They really started to bring that into the medical, as far as the company that I work for, in 2019.
Okay.
So the folks who are recovering from a stroke, other types of issues, but mostly to try to get them up and their motion, get that locomotion going again. They use the heart, and they're using it now. And here's the deal. While the person is wearing the goggles, there's an external computer screen that the therapist is sitting there watching and putting or creating the road that they're virtually walking upon and extending it and putting certain other things there. And with the probes, they're monitoring the progress of the person who we have under our care recovering and trying to get that motion back. And it's really interesting to watch when they started. They came in 2019 with this.
Okay. Ironic that Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg are in connection with this, along with a few other companies. There are 13 major families that say it's tied into the controlling the world thought now. Everything we see as far as all these wars and Ukraine and the global warming, all this stuff is being manufactured. Watch this. To fulfill an alleged prophecy that's in the Bible. They're making
yes.
the prophecy that's in the Bible come to reality. Because that 666 number, I ask you all, Brother Man, to look up. It's called, the pattern is called 0666.
Hold on. I want you to say that again. Give me a second. P-A-T. Because I have to type it.
It's called W-O-2-O.
Uh-huh. W-O.
2-0-2-0-0-6-0-6-0-6.
All right, let's see what we pull up here. Okay. Wow.
Wow.
It says cryptocurrency system using body activity data.
Yes.
And check this out. And it says, and what is patent 060606, microchip, and famous Bill Gates patent? It says, relates to officially recorded facts.
All right.
And it says it was registered on March 26, 2020. What happened in March? What happened in March, officially, March 26 of 2020, that was the bringing in of COVID-19?
Well, watch this. Also in December, the 21st of 2020, was when we had a planetary alignment where Jupiter and Saturn came in alignment and opened up a particular portal in E5, which is our oldest science, said it was Obatala and Babaluwa, the Orishas, who will align this for the ancestors to come through to give us a download to help us to break this thing that we call the COVID epidemic and these viruses. These viruses are tied into the metaverse. These chips
right.
and things are tied in. But in 1962, that was the meeting at Iron Mountain where they talked about bringing these viruses online and part of the, what is that, the war, the 11 executive orders and
right.
part of the health, human health of, overtaking of our health system. And you just said a while ago, Brother Mayor, that now the metaverse is well used in the medical because now we got robots doing a lot of the surgeries.
Right, and the police, the law enforcement are using these robots now in crime fighting. So when the
That's
people
right.
show up, they're not bringing, especially in New York City, certain areas in New York City, they're not bringing live dogs in. They're bringing in the robotic dogs, and the robotic
and
dogs are finding the drugs. The robotic dogs, exactly. The robotic dogs are looking through the walls, and they're seeing who it is that they're after on the other side of the wall without even, as they say, without even opening the door. It's sensing all of your information coming from your biology now. And these things will be able to hunt you down by your DNA. That's the other thing that's unique about this. So they're not going to miss who they are after, who they're looking for. And you mentioned something about Iron Mountain. Now, we know, having been all three of us who are veterans, when we hear the word Iron Mountain, we are supposed to automatically understand what Iron Mountain is.
That's right.
With regard to what it means to the government, the military, and as such, and they're the ones who would give the command to fire all the nukes. And the purpose for it being called Iron Mountain, which means that that mountain can take a direct nuclear hit.
Don't forget about the Ku Klux Klan. That's one of their big symbols, mountains, too.
Yes, it is.
You know,
wow.
And we don't want to get too far. I want to keep as close to the layman as we can, Brother Man, Brother DeWar. But I want people to realize, while you're out there shaking your butts, running around, doing your rap and hip-hop, and you notice how they're killing off these young rappers when you come out bragging about it. The very thing you use in your rap song would take your ass out.
Yeah.
They use your own language and your own thoughts to eliminate you when they feel you become a threat. We just lost two rappers this past week, one in Bogalusas and one in Florida. Young men out there rapping about the thug life, and no good way to know about those damn thug life, but you're being programmed to self-annihilate. What happens when you self-annihilate? You're adding more money into the coffers to better finance your demise of your people. And it's not about a black and white no more, because we're all just pawns in the game. It's about commodity. It's about commodity. Mm-hmm. Give a damn about what you're scared of. Black, polka dot, green, whether you're male or female or transsexual, it's all about taking away your mind.
Right.
Right. And this is why I posted that video with Professor Backman that all of you was paying attention to. And when you saw that about the fight between reality and your mind, virtual reality and your mind, and he was – so this thing, this explanation for it is already in the mental health side, specifically starting with the psychologist, the clinical psychologist, the psychiatrist. All of these guys are working. And here's the thing I wanted to say. Before PCs and computer, Microsoft software and all this stuff ever got to be to the point where it's at now – back in the day when I was in college, my minor was computer science. So I took a program in LISP, L-I-S-P, and that is one of the artificial intelligence applications, right along with BASIC and C and Pascal and all these other languages, that they were teaching that back then, okay? So I had my own program. It was a very watered-down version of it. So whatever we were doing in the classroom, I was home on a – but get this, a Commodore VIC-20 practicing this, because Microsoft had sold a version of the program, watered down, that I could buy out of these computer stores back then. And how it works is it creates a learning tree. So everything that you're doing is the same thing going on with Facebook, YouTube, and anything else. You surf enough, it has enough information gathered on you that when you go back to that page, all of a sudden, similar, it will, and as such, show up right there in front of you. Well, they're using AI, they call them AI bots. These are smaller programs within the greater program. But here's the biggest thing I wanted to mention, because this is in the realm of metaphysics. One of the guys who was majoring, whose major was computer science at the time I was majoring in physics, the guy said in order to understand and get a leg up in programming, it would be to my advantage to study witchcraft. And I asked him, was he a witch? He was a white boy. I asked him, was he a witch? And he said, yes. He said, so because – and I asked him, why being a witch – would help you help anyone in that. He says, because to deal with computer science, you must have an abstract mind. That's exactly what this younger guy said to me. You need to, it's abstract. He said, so you're not really looking for something physical all the time. You're working with the principles behind the thing. So you see the principles everyone else, you allowed them to see and imagine. That's why we call it virtual reality. Imagine whatever it is they think it should be. Meanwhile, you're controlling them all the time from behind the scenes. Go ahead, Cole.
Brother Mahal.
Go ahead, brother. I
want to inject something
behind that. Go ahead,
Brother Mahal.
Yeah.
Here's one thing, Cole, that we have to realize. You brought up a word, Brother Mahal, that we finna break it down. That first, the mind has to realize that we live in a female state of mind. When you live in a female state of mind, you're not living in a male state of mind. When you die, you go to a male state of mind of what you can't see. And this, because everything you see down here is an illusion.
Right.
Because it's from a feminine state.
Brothers, y'all know that from our studies in the classroom, and we started dealing with these words coming out of another language. Mind is feminine principle. Knowledge is feminine principle. Understanding. Yes, sir.
Right. It's a feminine principle.
Yeah, principles. And that's what we're saying. That's what that guy who said to master and get a leg up in computer science, you have to have an abstract mind. That's metaphysics. That's allegorical. An allegorical is what? Figuratively speaking, requires more in-depth research, and which will allow you to gain mastery over the said subject.
I may interject this, brothers. In the science of Aesop, which is the oldest philosophy known to mankind, 2.5 billion years, which is our ancient science, it talks about in our divination system, the binary codes that is set up in there, where the computer is built from, 0 and 1 is built from our ancient science binary system algorithm of divination in Aesop, 2.5 billion years old. The man said witch, but he's also missed another part. The witches were the feminine energy of the warriors of the night,
right,
who studied all the abstract science in depth. We first have to realize that we came from another dianosphere. This is not our home. Earth is a school or a market. We came from a realm called a dianosphere. When we came from the portal through our mother's womb, through the pelvis, we arrived in a third dimensional world, which is now called the biosphere. That beast came from a 14th star from the planet Niberia. He came and learned how to manipulate the dianosphere. From the dianosphere, he created a thing called the technosphere. Now from the technosphere, he created a thing called the metaverse. And we're steady going down in vibration for more control. Once we can transcend back to our divine self, that is reality. It's called etheric celestial being. But we've lost our divinity trying to compete with this beast from another star.
Or assimilate into the beast system.
And I like that because it's called assimilation. Same thing as
simulation.
They took that and tricked you into a simulation for better control.
Right.
You know,
now, here's a word that we should remember.
Because we cannot seem to recognize what's real and what is not real, even in Buddhism. He said the world is an illusion. We know it because changing. Anything real never changes. You know, unless something
comes into it. Here's something that you brothers should remember. The first Matrix movie, okay? You remember when they knocked on the door, okay, and showing you that he was in the Matrix. Trinity, look at this word, all these names of these characters. Trinity was in the computer, right? And then she said, knock, knock, first, and then knock, knock on the door. Now, when he was paying this guy, this guy and this girl was wearing a white rabbit. okay, tattoo, right? And it said, follow the white rabbit. So this girl is hanging onto this guy's shoulder. Neo, meaning new, and also it means the one. When he reaches into this green, what's supposed to be a book, think about what this means virtually. He opens the lid of what's supposed to be a green book, which represents what? Money, government, forms of power. He opens it, and it's not really a book. But what did it say on the cover of that book? Simulacticus, which is the name of some Roman dude back in the day. And that's what was on the cover of this book. And I noticed, I said, Simulacticus? I said, that's some... And I was trying to place where in computer science and any of my courses, because it was the theory. One of those courses had to do with the theory, database design, and this whole concept of where this stuff was coming from. Now, I'm going to get off that point. You mentioned when we talked about witches and things, and Dwyer just mentioned feminine energy. Okay, what is the masculine, which I'm going to give you the answer. What is the masculine representation of it going active to, by force and other rules, put what we were discussing into action? What is that guy called? Because it is under the umbrella of witchcraft, but he's not necessarily called a witch. There are male witches. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the guy who is called a warlock.
I played
Dungeons and Dragons back in the day. I know what that is.
Right.
So you have the cleric. You have the cleric, and the cleric has magical powers to do things. So in the game role, I chose to play cleric, and I had a nickname or a gaming name way back in the day. That's before I became a lieutenant. So, you know, back then you had to use your imagination to play what these games were, role-playing games, okay? So however you saw what you should be in your own mind, okay, that's good enough for you. But how you demonstrate what you are is played out on the board.
Wow.
As the title of cleric. Now, they're designing the avatar for you.
Right.
Role-playing games back in the day, you were your own avatar. And you did your best to convince the other players part of that game that day. In person. You did this in person. How you were and how you was dressed. But the warlock is the one that no one hardly talks about. That is the guy who will bring about and brings about the destruction and the overthrow of someone. And he is seriously magical.
Brother, I looked at things as avatar. In a computer, avatar is a geographical representation of a user, and the character is simulated in a two-dimensional icon. A two-dimensional icon.
Two-dimensional, yes.
So you start from a three-dimensional, you drop down to a two-dimensional individual.
Word meta means dead. You are not even considered bio. At this point, your biology is only a conduit and an interface and a step down into this thing that people are buying off into. So here it is. You got the Quran already using the word meta, and it's got a serious fat definition for this word, and the Tanakh has already been using the same word, meta. It means dead. And that's just the one word expression that sums it all up. It says, what do you mean you're dead? Well, are you moving? No, because life is a verb. Life calls for action.
Right.
Brother,
that's masculine energy. Now they take away your masculine energy and leave you in feminine energy, which is sitting still. You're not going forward. And until you can connect with that masculine energy, If you do not, I'm going to put it that way, if a person does not connect with the masculine energy slash principle, you self-destruct.
Put
them
in the air.
Yeah.
What comes out of darkness?
Light.
And light is what? Masculine.
Yes, it is.
Out of the feminine is born what? Light.
Yes.
Masculine. Movement.
Yes.
Light moves.
That's
right?
Why when we were learning the language, what was it called? Verbs.
Mm-hmm.
And
verbs
was in, what, was in what principle? All Arabic? Hebrew? What they speak in Ethiopia? It's all masculine.
That's either masculine or feminine in the English language. Most third world
right.
languages are masculine and feminine, depending on how it sounded. Now, let's get back to where we are, to our audience. Why is this so important? You are now subject to be manipulated and brought into a world that you have no knowledge of, and then you think it's real, and you be doing stupid shit and not know why you're doing it. You know, your color
yes,
does
correct.
Not matter. They wrote that off a long time ago. It's about your mind. And what did the writer say? A mind is a terrible thing to wish, but you got to first have a mind. And they plan on the fact because in your mind is your imagination.
Right.
Right.
Image. That means that they're changing. When you deal with an image, metaphysically speaking, you're dealing with the characteristics and how something is called.
Right.
So now they've shifted you to a whole another platform. Now, you said you talked about the mind. In Living Color, they had a little comical little piece in there, and it went like this. Instead of saying a mind is a terrible thing, they said a mind is a terrible thing, and it must be stopped now. That was comedy back in the 90s with that show in Living Color. And when they said that, everybody's laughing, and oh, my God, and it did sound really funny and comical, but then you had to think about, wait a minute, why did they even joke like that, although it did sound funny? What principle were they laying down? The mind is dangerous, and rather than them risking losing it all, they plan to stop your mind. Now, you know that the word mind, because it's Anglo-Saxon word. Remember this, Brother Dwyer? We was talking on one of the previous shows that we did recently, and it was like, this is a Saxon word. It says it's Saxon. And it represents what? Man. So the word to call someone a man means you're identifying him from within his mind, because man is from mind. And I didn't learn that until I was in the Noah Webster's Dictionary looking it up.
And
Noah
Webster's
Dictionary is the 1828.
Yeah, 1828, 1826. Brothers, let's take a break and see if there's anybody on the line have any comments or questions. Rather than just take it all up. Let's get some interaction from the audience like we did last week. Brother Drew,
mm-hmm.
Will you make the line available to anyone that may want to have a comment on the line or suggest I have any question for us that's on the panel? Brother
Drew. Brother
Cole. Yo.
I want to say something. Remember that your mind, as my daddy taught me, is not mine.
Right, it's not.
And
mine. Is actually a dramatic word which has nothing to do with mind. So in German, if you were saying possessively something is yours, you say meine, to say that's yours. It has nothing to do with the mind. So you're right. I'm glad you pointed that out, because mine is a pronoun object possessive.
My daddy always pointed that out. To me all the time, because my mind had to be his.
Right.
Is Brother Drew still on the line? Is the host still on the line? Brother Drew, you still on the line?
He may have it muted and he's away.
He might be away.
He does that sometimes.
another thing, Brother Cole. There's a movie called Left Behind T.D. Jakes is in that tells you about when a warlock became the president of the United States and was taken.
You see that?
We're using that word, warlock. They made a movie about this Left Behind. And I think that's in the 90s. And then in that movie was T.D. Jakes, and this warlock said, we got to get rid of these people like this. And they showed a picture of T.D. Jakes. I got to see the movie. You can go on. It's all over. You can see the movie real easy.
Right.
If you got Fire Stick, all you got to do is Google it.
Right.
And they make a movie out of everything.
They had a new one out now that's talking about Thor and the hammer, which all this stuff, and it's all in that. Matter of fact, this new movie is coming out now that they're making Wakanda.
Right, but they shift the roles around. The woman is now called the masculine word king.
They're
playing with the principles. I forgot and left that one term, Co. I talked about war. I forgot to mention the wizard.
And the Republic of Benin, the woman becomes a king at a certain point. I met this lady from Order, which was a queen. She's a queen king. And they transcend into becoming kings in some cultures over there. And it's been around a long time, so it's all we're talking about this. But I don't want to get off our focus off the fact that the world that we know is changing right now. I want to not forget that we're facing a battle of unprecedented that we've never seen before. That in this life, now,
right.
We've seen it before. We've seen it in other areas of our life when we existed in other realms. But now we're seeing this galactical war going on now for the mind.
It sounds like Brother Drew is back.
What was in the other six empires, we are now seeing it in the seventh empire, which is America. We start with Babylon, Assyria, Persia, Greek, and Rome. With up under the red, white, and blue, and the sign of the eagle, all of these, excluding America, we seeing that when the male take up the female energy, which if you're born after 1970, the males born after 1970, two-thirds of them done picked up female energy, the feminine energy, which we call, the Bible called the Solomon Gomorrah days. We see something come into existence, what we're talking about right now, of how they control your mind as we speak.
We got to do a show on that because I want to care a little bit further than just the thing of Solomon Gomorrah, because you got to go back to the origin of the process of rebirth. What is the first thing that the body, that the so-called human goes through in his evolution to become born into this world? He goes through a period called an androgynous period. And that's what you call it now in the rebirth. But I want to open the lines up to get some comments. We had some comments last week. I thought we'd get some comments this week if Brother Drew's on the line, because I enjoyed some of the things that Red Baltimore talked about and came on the line and spoke about. Help us to better get the message out that we better wake our butts up. If don't, you can walk around and you think you're in a real world when you're living in an illusion or an oasis, like Brother Mahara said, you're living in a mirage. Brother Drew, you on the line yet, bro? No. Okay. Brother
Mia. No, I was saying, going back very lightly to the principle, woman king. Okay. The word king does not exist in our people's dynamic. The word queen does not exist in our people's dynamic, meaning the original language and languages that are being spoken of. We go back to one root word, okay? And with the change of a vowel point, okay? For instance, the word malak. Okay, well, that's the master root word that deals with rulership, authority, and sovereignty. For a man to use it, malak. For a woman to use it, malka. You see? You inflect it, and now the same root letters, M-L-K, has not been altered. The roots of air, this is how we identify everything, by the roots, the gematria, by three. So now you have the same word. Cole, you notice already, ish, man, male helper, isha, female helper. And you know that all of the verbs, they all play this way, most of them anyway. They play just like this. So you'll say, well, what's that guy's name? His name is like David. Everybody loves to talk about David. But what about Davida? Or what about Diva? What about them? Because they're
Brother
from that same root to be beloved.
Brother Mahal.
Yeah.
And you can see right now in 2022 how they have programmed the minds of the people that call themselves black African Americans that they were kings and queens.
They might have
programmed to that Germanic word. That's a Germanic word, king and queen.
Right.
That's a Germanic word. What do it
right.
mean? What is the definition of a king and queen? You never was that shit. But you say I'm a king, you can't tell them no difference.
And Cole, I got one for you. You're going to love this one because this here is really good. I like the way that this show is going. The English word queen, right? Now, let's take it back to another word that's already used in the Old Testament, Cain. But how do you say Cain in the language? Because in the language, you don't say Cain. You say Quayin, masculine. What is the feminine for Quayin? Queen. So what are we really saying here when we say that? Who is this really connected to? And genealogically speaking, who are these people? And look at their lifestyles and their behaviors for how, going back to what you just said, Brother Dawadia, kings and queens, you know, words have the ability to activate and shut down. That's the zeros and ones, Cole.
Right.
A zero means something is turned off because they call that bit, they call binary bits.
Binary
code
right.
is binary bits. Something is either in the off state or it's in the on state. And they say how we're put together, our frequency is digital. This is one reason why they got off of analog phones. It's not digital. And
right.
Analog, if there's any noise distortion on the circuit, it will amplify that noise. Think back to your old house telephones. You're talking to someone, you hear crackling in the background, that's because there's distortion. Anything can cause distortion, and it's not square wave, it's sine curve and cosine. That's the old algebra trig stuff, okay? And digital is square, and digital has, which is with this virtual reality, if you try to correct in that alternate metaverse something that they're trying to feed you, because it's digital, it has cyclic redundancy check built in it. It's digital. So you will be in a fight to try to recover or take over or stop something that they're throwing at you. So when you do that, it's like a chessboard is already built into it. It's like, hold up, homeboy, checkmate, we got you. You can't override this because we now see you to be in error. And our CRC built into this will correct you. And you will be made and forced to do as we say, as per the programming, can't get out of it. So our own systems, rather than us spiritually taking control of how we're supposed to see things and correct and fix things on our own before the metaverse showed up, now we're going to see what the consequences are for allowing someone else to put theirs over us And that's what the word oppression is really about.
Wow.
You are now forced. Oppression definition, we leave the word slavery out of this. We don't even need to talk about that. Oppression is someone imposing fully their will upon someone else. Period.
Someone else. Well, brother, I mean, I was hoping to get somebody else in on this, on our call today, some interaction, but look like we brought it almost to the whole hour, look like. Brother Waugh,
yeah.
I want to thank you and Brother Meher for allowing on and to share this bit of information, which may be new to some, may not be new to others, but this is where we are now. And that's why I'm still working on this calendar interjection. I'm trying to get out to Dallas real soon to do a three-phase breakdown on where we are as people, as indigenous people, and what we do to save ourselves, to unplug, to be able to operate in this dual reality, because you got to be able to operate in both worlds, because you're not going to get away from it. So be able to unplug,
right,
and unplug and find some sense of balance before you go back into that, because you're not going to get away from it. Because with all this, with 5G, and now they're going to bring on 7G, I didn't say 60,
right,
but 7G is coming.
Now, what is the dimension called? Remember, we talked about this. We are supposed to go to 5D, Dalit, the doorway, the road. They gave you 5G, which is Gimel.
Gimel, yeah.
Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalit. So rather than you going Dalit, they pulled you back to Gimel. So now they've redefined Gimel being
and
the third Dalit letter. They
redefined right?
The third dimension.
Yeah.
Down into two dimensions. Do you know in the Catholic order they have something called the Dauphinist?
Yeah.
I knew a guy back in the day in New York City. I don't remember his name. He was a real old guy. It's still part of the Catholic Church's order, but they did many articles. He spoke mostly only Spanish, but the guy had a translator whenever he was talking to me, okay? Because I used to fix their computers freelance, all right? And that's how I met this guy. I had never heard of this order, and he was very interested in me learning about duality, because he said, I need to learn about dualism, and he says,
right,
there is two. That's how he said it, but his translator said it for
that's
him.
That's the second law of nature. That's the second law of nature, the laws of opposites, that you don't understand everything. If you don't understand the first law of nature, you damn sure can't understand the second law of nature. And you'll never reach
right.
The third law of nature, which the third law of nature is the law of balance. You can never reach that goal. The mind can't reach
right.
That goal.
And Brother Dawadia, y'all know that the Quran also says this. It says, lean not much to the left, nor lean much not right, too much to the right. It says, but
that's
choose the middle.
It's also in the Old Testament. It's in there also.
Yeah, it is.
But like I said, I've enjoyed being on the show. I know we'll get back again, but this is part two, and we get to go further. Let us know. But I wanted to bring this to this platform. We're working on now. I'll begin with you pretty soon, Brother Mayor, to set up that live program we're going to be talking about doing live streaming and teaching. I want to get with you on that.
Yeah.
I got the bandwidth,
by the way, Cole. Right.
Man, I always enjoy working with you and Brother DeWar in things of bringing forth information to our people. Information moves the nation, but documentation beats the conversation. So I've enjoyed this. I thought we'd get somebody else in on it, but hey, brothers, it's been a pleasure. I'm
10-10
listening in.
Hold up, Cole. Hold up now. This is another form of a reconstruction period of dealing with the mind. They reconstructing how they deal with the mind right now, the government. The metaverse. But say the credo.
I would say calmly up on the throne. In the temple of my own body, between the two great pillars of positive and negative vibrations, balancing them to the point where I can radiate through my temple of light to all whom I contact the wonderful peace, force, power, wisdom, love, and harmony of our ancestors. For our ancestors are the anthropic fermentation of the entire cosmos. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe-o.